This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, Santa's sleigh may be parked for another year, but there are many wish lists still being worked on in the ag industry. As we get ready for 2024, there are many things we need to prepare for and topics that need to be discussed. Producers of all types need to know that the future of their products is strong and that policy is going to be in place to keep them secure to grow the bounty of the land. We talk with the American Soybean Association about their wish list right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
Winter is meeting and policy season, and that is the same for the American Soybean Association. Josh Gackles, Vice President and Soybean Producer from North Dakota. We start off our conversation talking about the one-year farm bill extension and priorities that ASA still has for the five-year farm bill that now has a nine-month completion window. That already seems like a pretty tall order to accomplish in the current D.C. climate, but couple that with the fact that it's a presidential election year, which means we can effectively see nothing happening after the August recess because a large chunk of the Congress will be back home campaigning.
We have some certainty there now around at least a one-year extension. Of course, ASA has highlighted priorities and the priorities we wanted to see changed in a full five-year reauthorization of the Farm Bill. So that was our hope going into this process. We've been working on that for close to 2 years, actually, with developing policy positions and priorities. Somewhat disappointed we didn't get that full reauthorization, but a one-year extension gives us, as producers, a little bit of certainty right now going into 24. And then hopefully we can re-engage with committees, committee chairs, with federal agencies here in early 24 and start moving a full five-year reauthorization.
Yeah, and it's pretty important that we don't wait until September of next year to start this all over again.
For sure. I think the sooner the better. I think everybody recognizes that. I think that the chairs of the committees really see the importance of moving something early. Just, you know, it's an election year. Mm-hmm. The later you get an election year, all the other distractions in D.C. start to spill into that. So, for sure, the sooner the better.
When it comes to needs in the Farm Bill, Gackle highlighted some shortcomings in the Title I ARC PLC programs that need to be looked at and why they did not kick in when they probably should have. Also, the need for crop insurance programs to be available and updated.
In the Title I area, we've highlighted a few areas for modernization is a good word when it comes to the PLC and the ARC programs, whether it's reference prices that aren't triggering. Those programs should have kicked in certain years in the past Farm Bill, but they didn't. And why they didn't, we've identified those reference price issues, maybe a base acre change that could make those programs more robust, more predictable. Since that Title I risk management tool, safety net, didn't really kick in, the most important risk management tool we've had that we've used as farmers is the crop insurance program. So, of course, maintaining adequate funding for that and a robust program implementation so it's there for producers when needed.
That's just some of the things on the American Soybean Association's wish list for 2024. Tomorrow we'll talk with Josh Gackle again about things like trade policy in the future for the American Soybean Association. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. Don't forget to check out the latest episode of Pods of Potential. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.